DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, October 25th and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on October 25th at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Ford Ranger, or Jeep Renegade Latitude. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card at select stores from Eastdale Mall.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Eastdale Mall and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We're on the verge of some significant weather changes over the next few days as the rain chances dramatically start to increase by late tonight. Let's say the wee hours of the morning through Tuesday night, showers and storms into Wednesday morning. Could see perhaps a significant amount of much-needed rainfall. We certainly hope so. The signs are good. Before a strong cold front shuts off the rain Wednesday morning, much cooler air follows, and then we have some jacket weather nights later in the week, starting Wednesday night through the end of the week. Big changes soon. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
This is brand new today.
Tuition free!
Ladies and gentlemen, the candidates.
Does adulthood dismay you?
Parental leave just takes one vote from
stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is Big Broadcast Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACB for a Monday afternoon. Lots to talk about. I'm your gracious, occasionally truculent host. My behavior modification therapist, Rosie, is here, and so is Spesatlo.
And here they are.
Jebra, please clap.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
The game is the name game, and this hour's name is Carl Berry. Carl Berry. It's very important that you call us at 396-5477 and make sure you're eligible to win this week's grand prize, a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. That is Carl Berry, 396-5477. Call us right away so you're eligible. And today, where do we start?
It's Columbus Day.
Oh, that's right. We hate Columbus Day. We decided
no,
that Columbus...
No, we love it.
Indigenous People Day. I don't know if the Italian part or the Cherokee part of me, I'm torn.
Oh. Well, we respect that.
Oh.
Excuse me there, Elizabeth Spotlow. I didn't know that you... I didn't know that you had any Cherokee in you.
Yes, he is Native American.
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
And Italian. So
there you go.
Italian's mad about the Columbus part. And
so you must be livid that Elizabeth Warren would culturally appropriate your heritage because she's 1,024th Cherokee Indian, maybe, and use that to play the race card for her own benefit, which blows.
Yeah, that sucks
frankly.
Pretty bad.
Ugh. I just bumped into, hang on one second here, and this is a gentleman that will be calling us tomorrow. Hang on one second. Kirk. Kirk attended the Tea Party rallies with us in D.C. 10 years ago. God, it's hard to believe. It was that long ago.
He
was just in Minnesota, and he's on the way to the Trump rally in Dallas. He was there to see, and I can't wait to hear his descriptions of how powerful it was. They have to be freaking out, because the harder they try, and he said about half of the people that he met at Minneapolis were Democrats.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Because the Democrat, he gave me a bumper sticker. It shows a jackass on the left, the Democratic Party logo. On the right, following an equal sign, is the communist sickle, hammer and sickle, which is what they are. I feel for any veteran, any veteran's family that served and made sacrifice to stem the spread of communism in Southeastern Asia, only to have it turn up here in Congress, which is disgusting. And they're not even pretending anymore. They're just out with it. I don't know how you cope with that. There's no apology that can be made that will be powerful enough for that. And my fear is, because of the incessant brainwashing and the rage mob media, that somehow they're going to convince people that's the way to go. And that's when the Second Amendment comes out. That's what it's there for, so that we don't have to submit. Ultimately, the decision in this country will be, do we want to be citizens or subjects? And unfortunately, not enough people understand or value or treasure citizenship for what it is in this country. They just don't. And I'm afraid their ignorance, well, who knows? I don't want to get too far down the road here, but yeah, Columbus sucks. You're right.
He was lost.
We hate Columbus.
Somebody else was here first.
Well, you had the Vikings.
Yeah.
In fact, we have Gordon Lightfoot.
That was funny.
To sing that for us. You want to hear that?
Yeah, sure.
This is history.
Well, he got him three ships and he sailed them quick with a salty old crew of fine fellas. Well, find a spice root because you're kind of cute is what Chris said to Queen Isabella. He was a cool cat, knew the world was not flat. In fact, he said it was shaped like a melon. He had no fear and he sailed 38. big sissy Magellan. They took a long trip on those three little ships through some big storms that caused them some worry. But they didn't have lime, so they weren't feeling fine when they all got a touch of the scurvy. The men were so glad when they finally found land, and it didn't come one moment too soon. When they ducked from the sea, they all ran to the trees, because none of the ships had a men's room. And here's one thing more, there were natives on the shore, and the men found them all to their liking. The natives confessed they were quite unimpressed, said you've come in second place to the Vikings. He made a mistake, but let's give him a break, 'cause he sailed the ocean humongous. Now there's sales at the stores and the banks close their doors to honor Christopher Columbus.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
Well, there was a little more Gordon Lightfoot than you probably bargained for today.
Really?
Okay, calm down. But, you know, the Christmas stuff is up, and I know it's up in Costco, probably some other places.
DG.
So Walmart.
It's never, I mean, terrible. I don't want to, you know what I really should play today, and we got a lot of folks off, so we can kind of be loose today. This is when the HR person sends out the office party.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be That's here hilarious. On this date, and we're going to have fun.
I wouldn't party with you people.
And that never gets old. It never gets old. That's Ginger. Let's see. Is Ginger here?
It's becoming more relevant as the time goes on.
There she is. If you ever need, if I die or something, it's under XC-HR. Not for Hillary Rotten. HR Ginger Office
Human
Party.
Resources.
Yes, yes.
See? I know stuff.
You are picking this up like nobody's business. Yeah. Quarter after three, there's really quite a bit to talk about. One of my favorite bloggers, I'd like to get him on the show sometime, but I read him every day, and I urge you to do the same. Because Fox, all the websites, they're all just crap. It's all garbage now. I listen to Fox News in the morning when it runs on the morning show. Who's the smug little guy that does the morning one-minute news at the top of the hour? I can't remember his name off the top of my head. They're just, I mean, it is so anti-Trump, so tilted in one direction. Completely, you know, with this asinine impeachment inquiry, and what was the big revelation today, that Joe Biden's son steps down from, so there won't be any appearance of conflict? Really? There's no appearance
little,
of conflict?
A little late for that.
Yeah, but not to the media. The media just hasn't gotten a hold of this yet. We must be really good news people here, because we know all about it. Bernie Sanders accuses Warren of being a capitalist. What else do you need to know? Hammer and sickle, folks. It's unreal.
Ooh, he looks mad.
Bernie?
Yes.
Bernie looks like he hasn't had a...
Two things about Bernie Sanders.
Two things. Bernie looks like he hasn't taken a dump in a month. And second, he hasn't gotten laid in about half a year. Or half a century. Do both. You look happy. Look at the seals. Clapping in the background while he's got playing pocket pool. Sorry.
My behavioral modification is not working, obviously.
You saw it too.
Oh, it's sick. I'm 100 years old, and I wrote a successful book, and I got the 3 cars and 3 houses.
And I'm not a capitalist.
I'm not a capitalist, no. But you see, I can handle
by
these.
By definition.
I am better than you. That's why I've acquired these extra things. But you will work to pay for others. That's basically the message. The balls, the audacity of that old fart. And I got another word that starts with F that I'd rather call him, but I need this job. But for that old fart and the people that are looking at their, like in their 20s and 30s. They're not stupid. Yes, they are.
They're deceived.
Just
exactly.
They're deceived.
Like, wow, what a great message.
I feel like that they learned it from their parents. Their parents
they
told them.
It from their professors.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nobody thinks for themselves.
Exactly.
A bunch of sheep.
It's sad. It's really sad. Our buddy David Blackman, would you give him a holler? In fact, we're almost at 3:20, so we'll take the first break. Give David a holler to make sure we're good for tomorrow.
Okay.
At 3:35. He's done some good stuff on the Shepard Smith resignation. Actually, I think it came down to Fox deciding between Tucker Carlson and Shepard Smith, and they picked Tucker, which means they picked
good right. Good choice.
Those mother Tuckers. It's 19 minutes after 3 o'clock. Georgia Floors Direct recently absorbed the inventory of a flooring business that went out of business and acquired their remaining inventory. It's quality merchandise, but they got it at pennies on the dollar. And Georgia Floors Direct turns it around and makes it available to you on that same type of savings. Get it before it's gone. That's the word from Jeff Mallinson and his merry band of floriers at Georgia Floors Direct on the boulevard across from Lowe's. You're never going to see a better deal on room remnants and more. So if you're off today and you got a little extra time, stop by there because you'll find out that you can redo a room or two or maybe your entire house for a lot less than you realized. And by the way, they do offer 12 months good as cash for qualified customers at Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination since 1969 on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And as long as we're going holiday festive on this Columbus Day.
Bleh! Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro, without the mask. Or Batman, on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be. Bleh, bleh.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Also, take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6. Monday through Saturday.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Columbus was a man of his times.
We're gonna find the new world for sure today.
Slavery was a customary part of European society.
$100,000? That's enough to buy slaves.
It didn't seem in any way unnatural for Columbus or the other settlers.
And they said they discovered America.
Hi there, can I help you folks?
That's like not walking past your house and just walk inside and sit down.
All right, come on in and take a seat. We're gonna have some fun.
And you come home and ask me, what am I doing there? I said, well, I just discovered your home.
It is 3:25 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So tomorrow around this time we'll be visiting with our Texas buddy David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com. This week CNN insider will blow the whistle and through Project Veritas will release dozens of recordings made of officials at the highest levels of CNN, revealing a political agenda, bias, and misconduct hidden from public view. The series of tapes, which we think will be the biggest story of the year for Project Veritas, blends two extraordinary series of events, a brave insider secretly recording at work, and a hard-hitting piece of hidden camera muckraking into one of the supposed most trusted names in news. I mean, anybody paying attention knows that's a joke. Somewhere, says David, Brian Stelter is huddled in a broom closet, furiously consuming a sack of jelly donuts. That little son of a... Let's see. Are there any coincidences in the D.C. swamp? Speaking of cable news, here's something to think about. Where Fox News is concerned, last Thursday, the fake news media was filled with reports about Attorney General William Barr holding a meeting with Rupert Murdoch, chairman of the board for Fox News. The previous evening, Democrats were so alarmed about the meeting, they were all over CNN and MSLSD that day demanding a congressional investigation, even though there was no publicly known reason for them to have any concern. Of course, the Democrats have been in a bit of a frenzy to tarnish Barr's reputation as he proceeds with his investigation into the origins of the coordinated DOJ, FBI, CIA media efforts to deny Trump the presidency and later stage a coup d'etat to remove him from office, which is what it is. Usually you only hear that term as it relates to banana republic countries and so forth, but that is what it is. It's just the coup d'etaters are better dressed here than they are in some of these barbaric places. The concern over the simple meeting seemed bizarrely overwrought, even in the context of this character assassination campaign, at least until Friday afternoon at 4, when Shep Smith announced his, quote, resignation, quote, from his amazingly undeserved position at the cable news channel. I knew Shepard Smith in South Florida. And the news station he worked at was known for If It Bleeds, It Leads. Breathless coverage of, God, the one story I remember was Andrew Cunanan, and that was the guy that shot Versace and killed a few other people, and the whole area was held in a state of terror, largely because of his channel and the way they covered it. A big part of the Barr, John Durham investigation focuses on the massive leaking and cozy relationships with certain media members by the coup plotters within the government. I've also seen stories turning up that there have been some financial exchanges made between insiders, leakers, and people in the media.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It's also important to remember that DOJ IG Michael Horowitz's long overdue FISA abuse report supposedly will be released late this week. I'll believe it when it's out. And Horowitz has also been heavily focused on the leaking issue. The three things that could be totally unconnected, but you can't help but wonder if Barr met with Murdoch to let him know that his investigation has discovered some things related to Fox employees and contributors, including some of its on-air talent, and that word is in quotes, their relationships with deep state coup participants. Certainly no one among Fox's on-air anchors has spent more time parroting the talking points of the deep state more fervently than Shepard Smith. And again, it could all be a big coincidence, and maybe Mr. Smith just got tired of being the cable channel's poster child for the swamp, or maybe he got canned as a result of his on-air feud with the highly rated Tucker Carlson. I think that has to be a real possibility, because a network, a radio station, a radio network, whatever, will always look at, when it comes down, when you have a vicious feud between coworkers, and it comes down to resolution, it's who has more value, who is going to be the more difficult person to replace. And right now, based on the ratings and the money Tucker Carlson generates in prime time, that was an easy decision for Fox to make. And I'm sure Fox gets peppered and bombarded. They've always been the fair and balanced, or as the, you know, the right wing
said they were.
They Smith, though, if you know, for the people that turn to Fox for at least a balanced approach to the news, he is not balanced. He could have been, and I've seen him, I've seen the potential in him to be a great news guy. He covers breaking news very seamlessly, but he's got to stick his opinion in there somewhere, and that's not what covering breaking news means. Vanity Fair omits the fact that former Trump lawyer Joe DeGeneva is a former U.S. attorney and very highly regarded, because, of course, that's what they did. That's why the fake news media does it. But I digress. The thing you remember about Judge Napolitano is that he had a very, very noticeable on-air transformation from being a Trump supporter to changing his on-air legal analysis into consistent anti-Trump rants. This is so true. I've lost all my respect for the guy. And the word is that he hoped Trump would appoint him to the Supreme Court and didn't. So here's what we know without any doubt whatsoever. A large number of journalists and cable TV personalities are on the payroll of our intelligence agencies and have been for more than half a century. The convergence of all these events could be mere coincidence, but it's certainly valid to wonder if Barr met with Murdoch as a courtesy call to give the media mogul a heads up on which of his employees might be about to become implicated in some very major investigations. The hyper-panic reaction by Democrats to what could well have been just a dinner between two old acquaintances indicates they're a lot more worried about it than any reasonable person would be. But they're a lot more on everything than any reasonable person would be. 3:32, got an event happening this weekend. We're going to talk to our buddy Ken Reynolds about that in just a second. John Lee paints the 34 Coliseum Boulevard. The sign, now let's see if I can remember it. I saw it yesterday. It says, do not let yesterday take up too much space in today. That's real close to what it says.
Yeah.
It's still pretty slick.
It is. And look, you know, you don't have to go to rehab like I did to learn that kind of stuff. But it's true. We give yesterday way too much space in today. But John Lee Paints is not a counseling center. It's a place that has great paint, all the products you need to complete and execute a painting project, and a staff. Of course, the pros, they don't need to ask questions, but a lot of do-it-yourselfers choose John Lee Paint for the quality, and that should be the reason you go there, because you want an interior paint like Richard's that covers and covers seamlessly, or an exterior paint which has their name on it now, John Lee Solar Proof. And they named it Solar Proof. You know why? I should have been a little faster with the sound effects.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
Because it's solar proof. Low viscosity, the sun, everything. It just fights all that stuff off and leaves a brilliant finish that does not diminish. I just made a rhyme.
Woo!
Right off the top of my head. I am having a day.
You're so brilliant.
So.
You want to know why?
That's why. Low viscosity. Anyway, for all the products you need, for the answers you need to questions, because it's your time and that's important, stop and see John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, and tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here on that really nice afternoon show.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident, 1300 block of Atlanta Highway. This is going to be right at the corner of Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive, right there at the corner at Capitol Heights Junior High School. So use caution in the area. Avoid it for the next few minutes, if at all possible. Around the boulevard, we're accident-free. I-65 and 85 looking good this afternoon. With the state and Fed workers off for Columbus Day, we should have a nice ride home. Stay with us. We will keep you updated all afternoon long. The number one selling car in America, the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Lowe's helps property maintenance pros save on what they need to do the job right. Look up to 35% off select appliance special values. And through our quote support program, you can get discounts on large volume purchases, like four-piece kitchen suites as low as $1,169. Save every day on 5-gallon pails of Valspar 2000 interior paint starting at $89.98. Plus, get 5% off eligible purchases every day just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliance offers valid through 10/23. Terms and conditions apply. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A $2.5 million federal grant will help bring new workers and hopefully expand economic development in rural West Alabama. The money's going to the University of West Alabama for work in a 10-county region. The area includes some of the state's poorest counties, and officials say the lack of qualified workers is part of that problem. And today's the last day to go to the Alabama National Fair. The 10-day fair offers different competitions, rides, food, and fun for the entire family. Gates open at 9 this morning. It's Students' Day. So students through 12th grade pay a $5 admission, and adults pay $10. Plus, a Selma High School student is behind bars for drug trafficking. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 16-year-old Brandon Shelton was caught with 92 ecstasy pills at school. Shelton has been charged as an adult with trafficking illegal drugs. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. We're on the verge of some significant weather changes over the next few days as the rain chances dramatically start to increase by late tonight. Let's say the wee hours of the morning through Tuesday night, showers and storms into Wednesday morning. Could see perhaps a significant amount of much-needed rainfall. We certainly hope so. The signs are good. Before a strong cold front shuts off the rain Wednesday morning, much cooler air follows, and then we have some jacket weather nights later in the week, starting Wednesday night through the end of the week. Big changes soon. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Real men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Forced to Work on Columbus Day.
Mr. Forced to Work on Columbus Day.
Of all the atrocities, what's next? Working on Groundhog Day? Why not just set fire to the American flag?
Human rights violation.
How are you going to watch the children unwrap their presents? Who's going to carve the Columbus Day turkey?
Holiday of horror.
You've already decorated the Columbus Day tree, fought the crowds at the mall, flew in relatives from out of town. What's next? No bonus check?
Let my people go now.
So go ahead. Take off that Columbus Day hat. Stop singing those Columbus Day carols. Because after all, the way this company ignores holiday tradition, you might even have to cancel your United Nations Day barbecue.
Mr. Forced to Work on Columbus Day.
Forced to Work on Columbus Day.
For the folks between us, this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever had a Columbus Day off, because I work in radio. And I can't remember any stations. Yeah, that's got a day off. But no Postal Service Day. We did get our garbage picked up, so it's kind of like one of those... Banks are closed.
Banks are closed.
And I need to know if my Bank America card purchase got processed. It's the end of the world.
Can't you go online?
Well, it cannot post anything over a weekend or until the next banking day.
Oh.
So I'll find out. If you're in the neighborhood tomorrow morning around 5, when that information goes up and you hear... No, that's not the one I want. No, not that one.
That's the one.
If you were listening this morning, Ken Reynolds from Fun of Montgomery stopped by to talk about an event this weekend. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. Great to be back.
I'm glad you took up on the invitation to talk to our listeners in the afternoon about what's going on this weekend.
Well, what better time than happy hour to talk about a wine festival?
Bingo. I mean, that's harmony right there.
Well, and, you know, we're really excited. We've reached a milestone this weekend. We will be having our 10th annual Riverwalk Wine Festival. It'll be Saturday afternoon from 3 to 6 down at the Riverwalk Park. So we're really excited about it. It's going to be a great time. Rich has promised us some great weather.
Yeah, comfortable weather.
And we're actually amazed at the turnout that we've got in terms of wineries and distributors that are going to be there. This is going to be our largest Riverwalk Wine Festival to date.
I remember you introducing this event to us. It's hard to believe it's the 10-year anniversary. I was a lot younger then.
I think I was about the same.
What are some of the things, you know, you launch an event. The first one was successful, as I remember. But you learn things along the way. And what are some of the things you've tweaked and changed over the years with this?
Well, obviously, one of the things that we've done is we've been able to expand. And, you know, Alabama has a terrific wine culture. And there are a lot of wineries in the state of Alabama that are really producing some great wines. Initially, we were dealing just with the distributors. And so now we will also have a great representation of Alabama wineries, as well as wines from other states, Oregon, California, Washington State, and also wines from six other countries. So we're really excited. And this year we've got a young lady from South Africa who is going to be here presenting wines for a new line that is just coming into the state of Alabama.
You know, you see commercials or TV shows and movies, and when they talk about wine, they think this is a fine California white from the Napa Valley. I remember Orson Welles used to do commercials for Gallo. Was it Ernest and Julio Gallo? Or France, but you never see a scene in a movie or a TV show where somebody says, this is a fine Alabama Chablis.
Well, and obviously with our climate, it's a little bit different, because what we're finding is we're finding Alabama wineries are actually able, because of the amount of grapes that are grown in other areas, to actually bring that juice in and make those wines in Alabama. And one of the fun things about wine is you can actually give 10 winemakers grapes from the exact same winery, and you're going to end up with 10 different products because every winemaker puts his spin on it. Mm. And so that's kind of one of the fun things about being able to go to a wine tasting and get to see such a great variety. There will be a number of Chardonnays, there will be a number of Pinot Noirs, there'll be a number of Cabernets. It's all the same grape, but the wines are all going to be different because they're sourced from different types of soil, or they have different winemakers making them.
I'm jealous of people that know this stuff, because all I could tell you about wine is which gave me the worst hangovers, because I never drank it reasonably. What am I trying to say here? What's the first? Oh, sangria. The wines you're acquainted with when you go to the drive-in, like
cheap wines,
Boone's Farm,
and little Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill,
yeah, yeah. That's usually everybody's first wine experience, and I did not really get much more sophisticated after that. I remember we went to dinner at a fancy place with a couple of other couples and his buddy Seth Dorfman, who is very pretentious. And the sommelier, I know what that is. That's not a refugee. That's the guy that comes out with the, is the wine consultant at a nice restaurant. And Seth, the pretentiousness of the moment is what got me. There are people that can execute this maneuver and look perfectly natural, and some where they just look like awkward and sniffing the cork. And the other guy who was my newsman that was sitting at the table, we're looking at each other like, come on, Seth, who are you kidding? The closest thing he had to fine cuisine was working as a hot dog vendor at Chase Stadium in New York. But there's another part to this that I wanted to ask you about. Let me tell you what. Let me talk to Connie here. Maybe she has a question. Connie?
Well, I was calling about something else, but and I don't even drink alcohol, but he makes me want to go try some of their wine.
Me too, but then I have to remember where that's going to take me if I do.
Exactly.
Well, I guess he's a pretty good salesman, but that wasn't why I was calling. So I'll call later with what
it's called. Connie, let me say this. If you have other folks that you know that are interested in coming down, one of the great things about this event is if you are someone else's designated driver, you can get in absolutely free.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Connie.
All right. Well, thanks.
I'll come with my designated rehab. Yeah, all those. That's gonna be in my next group of questions on how people differentiate. Because I know that there's big differences. It's not all the same.
Right.
Some comes in green bottles, some comes in dark bottles.
Well, some of that is because of the type of wine that it is, and some of it is also just because of the winemaker's preference.
Gotcha. We will be back with Ken Reynolds. And oh, by the way, funofmontgomery.com to get tickets.
Absolutely.
You can do that now while we're taking a very short break here. Talking about Montgomery Peyton Body on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. I may not know much about wine, but I know a place that does it right. And by right, I mean 100% thorough and a reputation as the gold standard in automobile body repair. Well-earned over 3.5 decades. Because while they have every state-of-the-art technology when it comes to auto body repair, Montgomery Paint and Body has something that's very old-fashioned that works just as effectively for the customer, and that is ethics. When Donnie Turner opened, he refused to play what was then kind of a common game, not just in Montgomery. It was common in other parts of the country, too, where somebody would be in a wreck, bring their car in, and there was a wink, wink, nod, nod between the insurance adjuster and the body repair shop. Well, you can just skip this step and pocket that and kickbacks and all that kind of stuff. And Donnie would have none of it. And he said, I was ready to close before I would participate in those things. When you bring your car in and watch them go through it to assess the damage, it's kind of a fascinating process. I like watching people that can do things and know things I don't, and they're really amazing. So if you find yourself in a fender bender, make sure you get your car to MPB so you get, no pun intended, more bang for your buck, and a car that looks as good as new, maybe better. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number's 27REC with AW.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-hour energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With 0 sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-Hour Energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
It's 3:50, so you got 10 minutes to call us, Carl Berry. That is this hour's name in the name game. 396-5477. So you have a shot to win a $1,000 gift card to select stores at Eastdale Mall. Ken Reynolds from funofmontgomery.com is in to talk about the wine festival this weekend. And I always look for stuff I might have in the system related to the topic. This is kind of a risky click. If it stinks, I'll dump it. But it's labeled wine pronouncing. So let's see what this has.
Beaujolais. Beaujolais.
Beaujolais.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Cabernet Sauvignon.
You're not doing that.
Chablis. Chables.
Chablis.
Champion.
Champagne.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Chianti. Chianti.
Chianti.
All those different types of wines, and what do they mean? Why? What is it about, you know, you learn this stuff in the movies and on the television about a wine that's, a wine's age that makes it so special. I've never understood that.
Well, it really depends on the winemaker, because studies show that about 90% of the wine that is actually purchased in this country is consumed within 48 hours. So celery,
of making it into a bottle?
Well, no, of actually making it off of the shelf at the store.
Oh, I see. Okay.
As soon as it's consumed after you buy it.
Right.
So cellaring has become a little bit of a lost art, and those older wines, if you think more about the older French wines that are bigger, that are heavier, that have more tannin in them, those tannins are natural preservatives. So those wines are actually made to be aged and will get better over time. Whereas a lot of wines that are being made in this country and even some other countries as well, they're made and actually structured chemically to be produced fairly quickly.
The only other great contribution I made to wine in general was I learned how to use a screwdriver and a hammer to pound the cork into the bottle when I didn't have a... Anybody else ever have that where you don't have
I think all hands are raised on that one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. There's an art to that, too. Also, when people taste it, and I don't doubt that, you know, they swish it in their mouth. Why is that an effective way of ascertaining the excellence of a wine?
Well, a couple of things. One of the things that you'll notice is you notice people swirling the wine in a glass, or you hear people talking about decanting the wine. And that's because when that wine is put in the bottle, those molecules are actually, they put nitrogen in on top of the bottle, then they push the cork in, because nitrogen is heavier than oxygen. And as an organic compound, there are three things that will affect the quality of your wine. One is light, one is heat, and the other is oxygen over time. Mm. So basically what they're doing is those molecules are really, really tight when you open that bottle up. And the more surface tension you can put on that wine in the glass or in the decanter, the more quickly the aromas develop. And, you know, a great deal of what we taste is actually what we smell. So you're getting those aromas of the fruit, and then that's actually affecting how the wine tastes to you.
You wonder who the first person to figure out that if you crushed grapes and let them sit and ferment, that you could ultimately... You know, that it had a little kick to it.
I don't know, but he was a genius.
It goes back a lot. I was just watching a documentary on Pompeii, and that is a fascinating thing to study, because they've excavated so carefully everything to the point where the frescoes and things that were painted, they're now brushing those clean so they can be seen as they were before Mount Vesuvius erupted. And they had wine, you know, at least what the archaeologists say were wine decanters or containers or something from that area that they've discovered. So it goes back. It's biblical, too, isn't it?
Yes.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
And even before.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. And who discovered it was a good idea to put it in a box? That's more recent.
With a spout.
Now, of course, wine is the star of the festival, but there's a lot to see. There's going to be food, too, right?
Absolutely. We'll have terrific food vendors again this year. The Renaissance is baking us those wonderful loaves of bread that we give out to everyone when they come in. When you come into the festival after you've been ID'd, you're going to come over to a tent. You're going to get a two-bottle wine bag. And then what will happen is in that wine bag on one side, there will be a wine glass that is yours to keep that has the event logo on it. And this year's logo was a little bit different because it actually denotes that this is our 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of that, you're going to have one of those fabulous fresh-baked baguettes from the Renaissance. They're going to deliver that bread to me late on Friday, and my office is going to smell great for about a day and a half.
Wow.
Boy, yeah, that does sound good.
And then we'll also have live music. We've got the Dan Cunningham Band coming in to play jazz for us, so we're excited about that. And then, of course, at the end of the event, we have a wine cruise on the Harriet, too.
Wow, complete day. Ken Reynolds from funofmontgomery.com is where you get tickets for the event. And I hope you were paying close attention to everything that Ken said, because in a few minutes after the top of the hour, I am going to do one of my infamous pop quizzes, and we'll give away a pair of tickets for the event.
And I will say, we just want everybody to come out. We're going to have a tremendous selection of wines. We want everybody to have a great time. We want them to taste responsibly. Above all, we want you to try different things, learn about the wines that are there, and you'll have the opportunity to talk to folks who are actually from wineries and also from distributors who deal with a number of wines, and just make a great afternoon of it.
Well, it gets bigger and better every year, and Ken, you are a driving force in this town that's to be respected and appreciated.
Well, thank you very much, but I always say there's a whole line of people behind me, and you know, to put one of these events together, it takes a tremendous amount of time and great cooperation between lots of different areas of the city.
Well, you're the kind of guy that can facilitate all that excellence, and we appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, so stay tuned if you would like to win tickets for this incredible event. I will give you mine since I can't attend this for personal reasons.
We can put Kool-Aid in the wine glass. I will.
Or cranberry juice.
Yeah.
It wouldn't work, Seth. I can't fool people. I learned that a long time ago. All right, so we'll do that in just a couple of minutes. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. I noticed that several of the vehicles that we were touting last week were sold over the weekend, but they've added some new things. 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring under 7,000. These cars have three things in common: beautiful gleaming bodies, excellent vehicle histories, a clean and pristine interior, and an engine that their mechanics have said, we can resell this car. If they find trouble, the car goes straight to auction. They're not interested in reselling somebody else's trouble. So they're for those who want to shop with confidence, I mean, I see when I exit 85 at Taylor Road and I go north, there's a little piece of concrete there, and there's a car in there with a phone number in the window. You can find a pre-owned vehicle that way. There's just something about that system that strikes me as risky. So why not go ahead and visit people that have gone to great lengths to ensure that every car they sell is ready for you. Thousands of reliable driving miles. Tip Thames and his team have over 20 financing options. So if you've had trouble in that regard, take it from me, who did. It's a great way to really rebuild your credit score, and they can help you get started and get you better wheels at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, or jackingram.com. 358.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Well, with the federal and the state workers off today, we've still managed to have a lot of cars on the road, and we have some congestion in a few places. Some of the busiest, Atlanta Highway on Taylor Road all the way over to I-85, and then Taylor Road on to Vaughn Road. Also at the Eastern Boulevard and Troy Highway, Highway 331 and the East-South Boulevard. I-65 and 85, a speed limit drive through Montgomery right now, and we are accident-free other than the remnants of one at the corner of Atlanta Highway and Federal Drive. That happened earlier. Should be out of the way now, but use caution in that area. We'll keep you updated all afternoon long. Festival Plaza Shopping Center has something for everyone. Bring the family for a night out with dinner at Mellow Mushroom and Wingers. Then a movie at the AMC Theater, Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Motorcycle riders have the same right.